Trafficking and money laundering pose threats to national security, the well-being of U.S. citizens, and the integrity of our financial system.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Criminal organizations and terrorist groups use money laundering to carry out their crimes, including human trafficking or trafficking of other goods like illegal drugs and wildlife. In 2021, Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network cited these illegal financial activities as a national priority for federal anti-money laundering efforts. Today, we'll find out more from GAO's Mike Clements, an expert on financial markets and a director in our Financial Markets and Community Investment team. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mike, can you give us an idea of how big of a problem this is?
There's not a widely agreed upon number that would get to the scope of this problem, in part because the crime oftentimes goes undetected. But the consequences of this trafficking activity can be significant. For example, drug trafficking leads to violence in our street, and for the drug users, it can lead to addiction and premature death. In the case of human trafficking, the activity deprives people of their dignity and freedom.
And how does it work exactly?
Trafficking is generally described in three stages: origin, transit, and destination. For example, if we think of the drug trafficking context, the drugs are manufactured, for example, in South America. They are then transmitted and then ultimately distributed in the United States. Once those trafficking activities take place, the criminal needs to launder the money or clean the money for future use, essentially make money from illicit activities appear legitimate.
What were some of the strategies that criminal organizations use to launder money?
Money laundering can involve a range of cash and non-cash strategies. Some of these are quite simple to ones that are more complex. There are funnel accounts where individuals involved in the criminal activity can deposit money, for example, in different geographic locations across the United States. They would be consolidated one location and then moved to another country. There's also trade-based money laundering. This would be through misinvoicing of goods and services involved in trade as a mechanism, again, to move money out of the United States.
And what about terrorist organizations? Are they using the same methods?
Terrorism financing, again, is similarly described in three stages: raising funds, moving funds, and then the use of the funds. Terrorism financiers use many of the same strategies to money launder that criminal organizations do. For example, cryptocurrency. If funds are raised within the United States, the cash could be converted into a cryptocurrency and then quickly moved offshore to the terrorist financier's home country, to which then the funds can be used to conduct training activities or other terrorist-related activities.
So how are federal law enforcement agencies, like, say, the FBI, involved?
Combating trafficking and related money laundering is spread across many federal agencies. The Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, and related law enforcement agencies investigate and then prosecute trafficking and the related money laundering. The challenge here is that it's fragmented, again, across these many agencies. So what they attempt to do is use coordination through interagency task force.
And what about other federal entities like Treasury?
The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is part of the Treasury, working within the Bank Secrecy Act, are important information sources for money laundering. The Bank Secrecy Act requires financial institutions to know their customers, but also file reports of suspicious activities. So, for example, if a financial institution notices an individual making frequent cash deposits that are unexpected, it's expected to then file a suspicious activity report. FinCEN will then gather and analyze those various reports and distribute its analysis to law enforcement to help them in their investigations and prosecutions of crimes, but also to financial institutions to make them aware of these type of activities and what to be on the lookout for.
So what Mike just told us is that criminal and terrorist organizations use a range of strategies to launder money earned through illegal activities or fundraising, and that federal law enforcement, as well as Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, are working together to prevent these activities. So Mike, this is not a new problem. Do we know why FinCEN cited it as a priority in 2021? What changed?
The main change here was the fiscal year 2021 National Defense Authorization Act included a requirement for FinCEN to publish the national priorities for countering money laundering and terrorism financing. So this was FinCEN's first report. That said, FinCEN has issued guidance to financial institutions on these topics in the past, and it's based upon its analysis of these Bank Secrecy Act reports that financial institutions filed, along with input from law enforcement.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Trafficking and money laundering pose threats to national security, the well-being of U.S. citizens, and the integrity of our financial system. The responsibility here to address these crimes is spread across many financial agencies and financial institutions, and interagency collaboration and coordination with the private sector are essential to the success of these efforts.
That was Mike Clements talking about GAO's review of federal efforts to detect and stop money laundering. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.